Well, that music means it is time for Cappy Hour, our February edition. It's the last Friday of the month, so that means we're going to have a shot of real estate today with Cappy Hagman of Coldwell Banker, Howard Perry, and Walston. We've had a nice few days in the past little bit, lots of sunshine and then some rain today, so it's making us think it could be springtime in our minds. And in the world of real estate, temperature isn't the only thing that heats up at that time of the year. I'm very happy to have Cappy back with us in studio. Cappy, how are you doing? Happy Friday.
I'm good, and happy Friday to you. I was like falling in love with spring yesterday. It was great.
And now
this.
Well, today we're going to be talking about curb appeal,
right,
which is one of the things that could mean your house gets sold before somebody else's.
And for my money.
That's right. And so to kind of start off, can you tell us a little bit what makes up curb appeal and just how important is it?
Okay, so curb appeal really and truly is the postcard of your house. And increasingly nowadays, when real estate agents are not driving to a house with their clients, the clients are sitting there in a car waiting on us to show up, and they got all the time in the world to look at your house. They form their initial opinion of the house. And if you think about the favorability meter, you know, you want that needle to tick up as high as possible. And if they don't like the look of your house, then that meter goes down. It is virtually impossible to get it back up unless your house is showcase perfect on the inside. And more importantly, there are a lot of times that if they don't like the look of your house, they're not even going to give it that chance. So you really need the bride, not the bridesmaid, when you're talking about curb appeal.
That does make sense that in terms of houses, people really judge books by their covers,
yes,
right?
They do.
And I mean, it's not just incredibly important in terms of its stability or how its actual functionality. It has to look nice too. And when it comes to curb appeal, it's not just a matter of whether it looks good or not. It can actually, as you were mentioning, affect how much you're able to sell that for.
Right. So if you think about it nowadays with the advent of all the online shopping, the very first impression that most buyers, and that a buyer typically looks 18 months before they call a real estate agent, they're looking at the pictures of your house. And the first one that's always up there is the outside. And if they don't like it, they're going to keep right on going. If they do like it, and once you got into the showing process and all this kind of stuff, good curb appeal can raise the value of your home 10%. And more importantly, it can increase the saleability of your house. So if you're in a very busy neighborhood where a lot of houses are turning here and there and yon, and you need to move and you need your house to sell, staging the outside of your house as carefully as you do the inside can increase the saleability so that your house, side by side, two houses, exact same floor plan, same price, one that has good curb appeal and one that doesn't. The one with curb appeal will always, in my experience, sell faster and for more money than the other one.
And as we were talking a little bit last month, too, our community right now in Orange and Chatham County, this is huge. Houses are not on the market very long at all.
They're not. So I had somebody tell me the other day that they thought that curb appeal was a waste of time given how fast the market is going. I would argue that point all day long because it still sets the tone of this house is well maintained. The expectation of what the buyer is going to get is higher, and it pulls the trigger for them to write that competitive offer. If your house does not shine from the beginning, then don't expect, you may get offers, but you're not going to get the big bucks on due diligence. You're not going to get the price tag that you would had you taken the extra care outside.
We're speaking with Cappy Hagman of Coldwell Banker,
yes,
Howard and Perry in Walston. So let's talk about specific projects. What can sellers do to improve curb appeal and as they're putting those houses on the market?
Well, normally this time of year, I tell people to plant, seed, and prune. But we have had so much rain that it's really more like slosh, squeegee.
Right.
You know, your yard is in the gutter somewhere. So it's a little bit different than that this year. Obviously, let's start with landscaping. If you've got dead things, broken things, looking sad things, get those out of there and replace them as much as you can so that the foundation planting doesn't look like you've got a bunch of missing teeth. Remulching and edging all of your beds helps. What you're trying to create is crispness and cleanness so that it doesn't look weedy and overgrown. So pull out the weeds. Please don't use poison. It kills the bees. That's a whole nother conversation. But that's a good place to start.
And so what that is, I like that actually crisp description. It makes me think of going to a barber shop for somebody
who gets a very nice
fade or like shaved on
that's
the neck
right,
or anything
that's right.
like that.
Get makes that it, COVID haircut. You can
it,
do it.
Yeah, it makes it look good. beyond plant and landscaping, what are some other things that people can do?
Well, some of the things that are really good, because it goes back to crispness, cleanness, freshness, is to have your house pressure washed. At your house, your driveways, your sidewalks, that kind of stuff. And be sure that you are using somebody that knows what they're doing with a pressure washer, because I've had clients that used the wrong people and it broke seals on their windows or messed up their siding.
Sure.
But if you have your house pressure washed, make sure your walkways are clean and clear of debris. Big one, take the screens off of your house and have your windows cleaned, and also have them glazed, because they stay cleaner longer and they sparkle. They really do. It's amazing what difference having the windows glazed can be. And store the screens someplace, because they cut down. I've heard estimates of 50% of the light coming in your house, and people want to buy light bright homes. So that's a couple of things that you can do. Clean your gutters. Make sure, you know, leaves are gone, that there's no... And I know that's important to do anyway.
Well, yeah, yeah.
Exactly, it is. And I know it's an ongoing battle even still. You know, we're in spring, but the leaves continually to come down. But make sure there's nothing on your roof, out of your gutters. It's not a bad idea to paint your gutters if they're stained and the staining won't come off. And to paint your trim, if you can. Now, this is all if you can, if you have time or resource to have it done. Replacing your door hardware, your mailbox hardware, that type of stuff, if the metals are dated or they're faded or chipped or mm-hmm. some of the finishing has come off of it, because you want it to look new. And I know this sounds silly. Make sure that your key works easily and smoothly in the lock.
Sure.
Not that you have to hold it just right.
Sure.
And, you know, throw salt over your shoulder and pray to the baby Jesus that the key opens the door. Because if the real estate agent is frustrated with that, then back to the favorability meter, it goes down.
Immediately.
We can't even get into the house.
Yeah, yeah.
And trust me when I tell you, if you make it hard to get into a house, you know, we're like everybody else. We go somewhere else.
Of course.
And then another thing that you can do is, if your yard isn't blooming yet, even though I've been seeing daffodils lately, which is kind of shocking, because it's not over, people. Winter is not over.
It's going to be cold again.
It's going to get cold again. But consider putting potted plants on steps, porches, this kind of stuff. You don't want to impede mobility to your front door, but it just brightens things up and it makes it look cheerful. And of course, the obvious stuff, if you've got broken shutters, you know, if anything's wrong, you got to take care of that. And that includes cracked sidewalks and driveways, because you don't want people tripping. You don't want it to feel like a safari going up the driveway.
Absolutely.
Just make the front of your house, stand on the curb and look at it critically, and then edit it and get it up there pretty. A weekend is usually all anybody needs to make the curb appeal on their house better.
We're speaking with Kathy Hagman, and we've got to begin to wrap up here, but do you have any other tips for people in terms of how they can look at their house critically?
Well, sometimes it helps to ask your next-door neighbor, because nobody understands what an eyesore is like the guy has to live beside.
Sure,
it.
Sure.
But have people come over, tell them what you think, and if you're really not sure, you can either shoot me some pictures and I'll tell you what I think, or I'll be happy to come by and give you an idea of what to do and make a plan for it. But make those houses shine, babies.
Absolutely. Well, Kathy, as always, this is very helpful. And if you are getting ready to list your home and you want the help and support of a seasoned professional, be sure to get in touch with her. You can email Kathy directly at kathyhour@wchl.com or visit kathyhagmanrealestategroup.com, who is bringing us this conversation today. Also, check out our previous chats by searching Kathy Hour on chapelboro.com. And Kathy, by the time we see you next time, hopefully we are fully into spring instead of in the fall spring.
That's right.
Thanks so much for stopping by.
Thank you.
It is 3:42. We're going to step aside here, but coming up next, news around town and traffic and weather together.